The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame today announced a multi-million dollar donation, which will be used to amp up the museum's music displays. IdeaStream's David C. Barnett reports the gift is being called the largest in the Rock Hall's history.
Flat attendance figures prompted the Rock Hall to seek ways to boost visitor numbers. CEO Greg Harris notes that one part of the new strategy is to make the museum more lively by boosting the number of visual displays that better connect fans to the music's history. And he says a new financial gift will make that a lot easier.
The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame has always enjoyed wonderful support from the Northeast Ohio community, but it's been taken to a new level today with a gift of $9 million from Chris and Sarah Connor.
The retired chairman and CEO of Sherwin-Williams, Christopher Connor, was appointed board chair of the Rock Hall last year. And a familiar part of a visit to the hall is a multimedia march through the history of rock, highlighting each year's inductees. But after 31 years, that formerly fast-paced production can be a challenge to sit through. As such, Academy Award-winning filmmaker Jonathan Demme, who's done documentaries on the Talking Heads, Neil Young, and Justin Timberlake, is crafting a single 12-minute film to capture the history of the music.
It's in that same space, and it will completely replace everything that's in there.
Harris says the Rock Hall is planning a ribbon cutting for the new Connor Theater this summer. This is the second major donation the Connors have made to the Cleveland cultural scene in the past few years. In 2014, they donated another $9 million to Playhouse Square, which named the Connor Palace Theater in their honor. David C. Barnett, 90.3